Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tribute Quartet singing Songs of Zion, and also He is Leading the Way, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Make It Count, from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 8 through 14.
Song of the King. Let me hear His precious story blended with the sweet melody. Voices lifting up His glory set my spirit free. Sing me one of the songs of Zion. Sing me a song of the King. When my days are dreary and my nights get weary, when the road I'm walking seems so long, when my heart is sinking, that's when I start thinking I need to find someone to sing a Zion song. Sing me one of the songs of Zion. Sing me a song of the King. Let me hear His precious story blended with a sweet melody. Voices lifting up His glory set my spirit free. Sing me one of the songs of Zion. Sing me a song of the King.
Once a heart of sadness, now a life of gladness. With the joyful sound of praise I sing.
All my days are brighter and my burdens lighter every time I hear some holy harmony. Sing me one of the songs of Zion. Sing me a song of the King. Let me hear His precious story blended with a sweet melody. Voices lifting up His glory set my spirit free. Sing me one of the songs of Zion. Sing me a song of the King.
Sing me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Sing me the story most precious. Sweetest that ever was heard. Sing me one of the songs of Zion. Sing me a song of the King. Let me hear His precious story blending with a sweet melody. Voices lifting up His glory send my spirit free. Sing me one of the songs of Zion. Sing me a song of
People's hearts and lives, to change them and to direct them and to bless them and to pour out His grace upon them. Isn't it amazing? See, if you'll just open your heart to God, you're not hindered by all the elements that is going on in the world, whatever are the things in your own individual life. God can mightily use you today if you will just open your life to let Him use you today. So realizing this, King David, he says, "This is the day." So you declare, this is the day. Man, I'm going to serve you today. And if God grants you another day tomorrow, you do the same thing tomorrow. You serve the Lord. You know, why spending your time in idleness and so forth? You know, I sometimes get rather frustrated with folks. It looks like they must sleep with their telephone or something. I mean, they must sleep with Facebook on all the time. I mean, you know, I don't care what time of day and night it is. If something comes up, man, they're the first on the line. And I'm thinking, isn't there more to your life than social media? You know, isn't there more happening in your life than just trying to find out what everybody else is doing or not doing or whatever it is? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. And it's great in this place. But, you know, there's a whole lot more living that these things create idleness in your life. But we need to spend our time making a difference for the Lord. And for His kingdom. What would happen if we spent more of our time in prayer? What would happen if we'd pray more? And you know, the more you pray, the more results you're going to get. Because the Word of God tells us today, we have not because we ask not. And therefore today, we've lost the focus about the power of prayer. We just treat it casually, and we really don't find ourselves as being the people of prayer that God's called us to be. Prayer is just not a moment of reflection and meditation. You know, it's not a season where we fall asleep. But a lot of Christians fall asleep in their prayer life because they just don't pray. And we only use God when we think we need God. Well, let me tell you, if that was the case, you'll be praying all the time. You'll be like Paul said, you'll be praying without ceasing, because honestly, we need the Lord all the time, don't we? We need His presence. We need His power. We need His Spirit. So prayer is our privilege today. It's a privilege that we can talk to the Creator of this world, the God that in Genesis spoke this world into existence. We are brought into His throne room by the process of prayer. When you call upon Him, He said, I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. That's what the power of prayer will do in your life. That you have the opportunity to touch heaven. To call upon the Lord. And believe that He indeed will do great things. Start using your prayer life by pulling down the strongholds of principalities and powers that are opposing you. And you think many times, well, I have no power against the devil. Oh, you maybe in your flesh don't, but let me tell you what, there's one that lives within you that has already defeated the devil. And you need to call upon this one today and believe what He can do and how He will do it. Start using your prayer life to shape the destiny for your family. Every one of us have family needs, don't we? Prayer is a way of changing things within our family. 2017 does not have to be a carbon copy. It doesn't have to be a repeat of the trials and the problems and the failures that maybe you had in 2016. This can be a new year of blessings if we, the people of God, would learn the process of prayer and pray unto the Lord. Start using your prayer life to conquer the sicknesses that are in your life. Start using your prayer life to defeat the giants that are standing against you today and those things of impossibility that you face. And we face those things in our life. But do you remember, hey, Lord God, there's nothing too hard for Thee, Jeremiah 32:17. There's nothing too hard for our God. Start using your prayer life to resurrect those dead places in your life where you feel there's defeat and you feel like there's no hope. Let me tell you, God's still on the throne and there's still hope with Him. He today can turn anything around in your life if today you'll become people of prayer. Not defeated. See, when you stop praying, you get defeated. When you stop praying, you're no longer calling upon the Lord and you're not conversing with Him, communicating with Him. And therefore, there's a gap then that enters your life. You're not all that you could be because you have left the place of reflection and that place of responsibility and that place of communication with God. The more you pray, I'm telling you, the greater the blessings of God there'll be in your life. So realizing that today, start using your prayer life to make life count for you. If there's going to be changes in your life, you've got to decide today that, listen, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you've got to be tired and sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. You want your life to count for God, right? And it will count if you'll permit Him to work in your life. It's time that we decide to start acting like and living like today. All the struggles of life that we face, listen, you don't have to repeat those same places and times of difficulty in your life that you lived in 2016. So if this year is going to be different, it's going to begin with you wanting God to change you. You know, many times we want somebody else change. Maybe God wants to change us. Maybe God wants to work in our life and direct us today. If God's greatness is going to be poured out in your life, you've got to desire that and seek that today. If you're going to see the power of God really turn loose in your life, you've got to make up your mind that you're going to be willing to do whatever it takes to be what God wants you to be.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.